Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. Today's weather is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 50. Northwest winds around 7 miles an hour. And tonight, a slight chance of rain after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And calm winds becoming west around 5 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is only 20%, so we probably won't get any. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Northwest winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 31. And Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 38. Near 38 doesn't mean it's going to make 38. Northwest winds 9 to 17 miles an hour. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 17. Yeah, really. And you know, don't pack your winter clothes away yet. We are very privileged today. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center show, hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Velta Succi.
Yeah.
Hey, I said it right. Yeah. How about that? Wow. Okay. I'm one for one.
Okay. Good job.
Not guaranteed I'm going to say it right the next time.
But just use the first name.
So I'll just use the first name. Yeah. There you go. Velta is with the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what a CDE is, so you might tell me what that is.
Yeah. So I'm a registered dietitian, and the CDE part stands for Certified Diabetes Educator.
Oh,
so I specialize in nutrition and diabetes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So, excuse me, what is your basic role at the medical center? What do you do?
Yeah, we are an outpatient center. The dietitians teach anything about nutrition in regards to medical nutrition, maybe heart disease, diabetes, overweight, underweight. We see children, we see adults. We go out in the community. Like in 2 days, I'm going to a science fair at a high school, and I'm just going to be presenting some, you know, nutrition information.
Where in the county? Or?
Right here in the county. I just don't remember which high school it is that I'm going to, or middle school. I'm going to a middle school. I have the address.
Okay.
But so we go out in the community, and we you know, try to get the message across to eat healthy, and then maybe even have some demos. The nurses, they talk a lot about diabetes out in the community, or, you know, we teach classes. We have a lot of good stuff.
Unfortunately, at least for me, mm-hmm. most of what's not healthy is what I like.
Right, yeah.
And what I'm supposed to eat or should eat, I don't like.
Yes.
And is that normal, or is that...
I was going to say, yeah, welcome to the group. Even myself, right? We're constantly in a mental battle with our own brain about saying we got to eat what we need and not eat what we want, right? Needs versus wants. But if we think about it, we probably have that same battle when it comes to spending money or doing things on our free time. Like, I'd prefer to just go on the computer instead of mow my lawn, but we need to do certain things. With food, what's hard is that, you know, we need to do it ourselves. There's no food police that's going to arrest you for not eating the right thing.
Right, but you can pay the consequences down the road.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's what's hard, too, is we don't see it right away. There's no headache from eating a bag of jelly beans, right? You get the consequences a couple months or years down the road. So.
But, you know, it's just, there has to be some kind of balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, between all this quote-unquote good stuff and the bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, let's face it, you know, most people don't want to eat good if they don't have to.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd rather eat the bad stuff because, to me, it tastes better, but that's, you know.
Well, it tastes better because our brains are programmed to want something with sugar. Because, you know, believe it or not, back thousands of years ago, you know, to survive, you needed fats, you needed sugar, and you needed salt in your system. But back then, the sugar, salt, and fat came from something different. And now we just get it from the processed stuff. So it is natural to crave that stuff. What's not natural is what our society is providing, right? What the grocery stores are selling and what the restaurants are selling.
Right. And unfortunately, you know, my wife's in the habit of looking at everything, you know, the ingredients of everything.
Good.
And I have one cup of coffee in the morning, and that's the only time I use sugar.
Okay.
I don't use salt at all
on
anything unless it comes with it, you know, whether it's contained in
there.
It.
Yeah.
But I don't put salt on anything.
Right.
And where I used to, but I don't anymore for I don't know what reason. I just stopped one day and that was it. But and sugar, I used to use a lot of sugar. But because when I worked, 8 to 10 cups of coffee a day, you know. And,
really?
Eight
to 10 cups? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. With a bunch of sugar in each one?
Oh, with a bunch of sugar in each
one. Okay,
yeah.
So you've made some big changes. That's great.
So I only have one cup of coffee in the morning now. Once in a great while, if we go out or something, I'll have a cup at night or something, you know, if we're out at a restaurant or something. But other than that, no. Usually it's just one a day.
Right. And that's where you found that good balance. You know, it's almost like saying 90% of my day should be pretty good. And then there's 10% that I can have fun, you know, have a little sugar, have a little processed junk food or something. But should be only about 10% of your day, not 80% or 50%.
Well, they tell me dark chocolate is good, so I happen to like dark chocolate.
The good kind, the real dark chocolate.
Yeah, the kind
cocoa,
I like.
The cocoa beans.
Yeah, that's the kind I like, real dark.
Yeah, you know.
But it's, I would think, just off the top of my head, that in a job like yours, it would be difficult, unless somebody has a crisis, to get them to do what they should, quote unquote, do.
Right, right.
And isn't it frustrating when people don't?
So we have a lot of, you know, ways to approach people in that we, you know, we try to read people the way that
smacking
they...
them with a bat isn't one
no,
of them,
no.
right?
Okay. All very individualized, you know, friendly, personal ways. And just like each one of us is different, like when you said the word crisis, right? The definition of what a crisis is can be very different for everyone. Some people have had a, you know, like I've met some people that have had a minor heart attack. To them, that was crisis enough that they came to see us and made some changes. Or some people say a blood sugar of 150 is already a crisis, you know, and they come to make that change. While others, unfortunately, don't see that crisis yet, and they wait till, you know, a lot of other unfortunate things happen. So we do a lot of coaching. Yeah, there's a lot of behavior change coaching. 'Cause I think a lot of people nowadays do, you know, read magazines and do hear on, you know, the news about what's healthy and what's not. So they have the knowledge, they just don't do it yet. And that's where we come in and ask why and what for and what little changes can you make?
All right. How would a person, or why would a person, mm-hmm. come to your organization? Would they already have diabetes, or would they be a candidate for diabetes, right. or what is the situation?
Lots of people come after they've had a diagnosis. You know, for example, diabetes, maybe cardiac disease, allergies or celiac disease. Gastrointestinal is a very common one. But others, actually, they want to come themselves. So you first do have to reach out to your doctor and say, I want to lose weight. Can I please go to, you know, the nutritionist? And then, you know, a lot of times the doctors are like, yeah, let, you know, here's the phone number. Or a lot of people already kind of know the phone number. So there's a percentage that comes on their own, kind of like a self-referral. But a bigger percentage comes to finally make that change. They say, okay, I've read about it a little bit. Now, please help me, you know, clarify the myths, right? Or you know, make sure I understand everything correctly that I hear from my neighbor. Because sometimes right. our neighbors are always going to try to tell us what's best. So, we provide classes, one-on-one counseling. And we like to individualize it and say not everybody is going to be eating the exact same thing. You know, let's talk about what goes on. In your house.
So you try to tailor the...
Yes, tailor it.
...diet for the individual?
Yeah, whatever your health condition is, whatever age you're at. I've met two-year-olds. Well, the mom or dad comes with them. But we've met two-year-olds, and we've met 90-something was a lady that once met with us. Again, for her, she wanted to still make some changes and make sure she was doing the right thing for
her. She wanted to make 100, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she probably had some sort of heart-related condition. Right. And for some people, if you eat too much salt, that's a big problem for their heart. So.
And what are some of the benefits of going to a dietitian?
Well, we can, like I mentioned before, we can be your coach, right? And it's funny that you mentioned the benefits of a dietitian because this month, in March, National Nutrition Month.
Yep.
This month is National Nutrition Month. And people say, well, why? You know, what's the specialty of this month? And I think it's just to make everybody aware that, you know, let's go back to reality, realistics, I mean, and start trying to make some changes, learn something about nutrition. Kind of like there's a National Quit Smoking Month and National Behavioral Health Month. You know, every condition has its mm-hmm. month, and nutrition has an awareness, you know, this month.
Right. Right.
And there's more publicity, a little bit more publicity out there.
I have been diagnosed, I guess is what you call it,
mm-hmm.
probably close to 20 years now as a pre-diabetic.
Okay.
Never went over the border.
Okay.
You know, I never take my blood sugar or anything okay. like that.
That's pretty normal, right?
Yeah.
When the pre-diabetes is well controlled, you don't
yeah.
always have to check.
Yeah.
No.
I never do. I haven't done it in the whole time.
20 years, right. Great.
Yet when I go into, like, well, when I go in, one time I went in the mm-hmm. hospital, actually twice in the last 2 years, but once in Maryland mm-hmm. and once here in the medical center.
Okay.
And they both, oh, you're a diabetic, you know, you have to have this food, you can't have that, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And boy, it was terrible.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But
hospital
anyway.
Food, right?
Yeah, it was hospital food. So, you know,
you
accept it as hospital
yeah.
food. But my point was that one of the doctors in the medical center mm-hmm. came into my room and said, there's no such thing as a pre-diabetic.
Oh,
you
okay.
either are or you aren't. Mm-hmm. I says, well, I guess I'm not. You know, so,
right.
but I've been taking some medication
mm-hmm.
for 20 years now because my practitioner, my, mm-hmm. you know, daily practitioner said that I was borderline.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I haven't changed.
Okay.
So.
Meaning you're still at
I'm
that
still
same level.
Borderline.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Pre-diabetic.
Sure.
And it's ironic because I didn't think a doctor would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Other doctors come in and say, okay, yeah, pre-diabetic, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that,
yeah.
you're doing that, you know, okay, fine, you know, keep it up and yada, yada.
Right.
But it's just, my question to mm-hmm. you is there such a thing as pre-diabetic?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So by the guidelines, you know, your blood sugar and your A1C, which is another mm-hmm. blood work, have to be a certain number to be diagnosed with diabetes. So I don't know your exact numbers, but so you have to be at a certain level to have diabetes. Then below it, there's this yellow zone, right? Like this, right. Not a gray area, but we call it, you know, an area of yellow where it's a warning sign. So, for example, your A1C, if it's 6.5 or above, you could officially be diagnosed with diabetes. But anything below that, the doctors are saying, warning, you know, it's 6.3, it's 6.4, please make some changes, eat healthy. And you know what? Some doctors will even give you a medicine. It's for prevention, right? Just to help you keep your sugars at that healthier level.
Well, that's what they did.
Same with statins, right? Cholesterol. I've met a lot of people who are on a cholesterol medicine for prevention, to prevent the cholesterol from building and clogging up those arteries. So this sounds, you know, unless I saw your blood work, it sounds like what your scenario is.
Right. I'm taking medication for that. Mm-hmm. I'm taking medication for cholesterol.
Yeah, prevention.
For blood pressure, for, you know. But I've been fine.
And as long as they check it once or twice a year at the doctor's office.
Right. They check it every time I go, and, you know, so.
That's good.
But it just.
And it sounds like your eating habits have improved, you know, significantly.
Improved. They're not great, but they've improved.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're all, especially this, you know how with your National Nutrition Month or every year, they have a topic? Well, this year's topic is put your best fork forward. So instead of put your best foot forward, put your best fork forward. And what they're emphasizing is that each bite counts. So each little change you count, each little change you make counts. So even though you're not perfect, you know, you're beating yourself up, you've made some pretty big changes, that every forkful matters. So the fact that you're eating less of those forkfuls makes a big difference.
And you know, my doctor years ago told me, you want to lose some more weight? He says, you can do all this other stuff. He says, but eat smaller portions.
Yeah.
And that's all he had to tell my wife.
Yeah.
Not a portion.
Oh, sorry. No, those are like the size of a teacup.
Oh, yeah.
Teacup,
I said,
right?
That's it, huh? Can I have a salad with that?
Right. Because she loves you.
Yeah.
And she wants to keep you around.
And I'll have a salad with it, you know.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
Right.
But it in many instances, it helps.
Good.
You know.
Good.
And, you know, it's just something that you have to get used to after all the years of not being used to it, you know.
Right. You just have
or
to say
piling it. Your plate up, you know.
Yeah. It is what it is, and it's going to make a difference.
You know, my mother was from Germany, and she came over here, and her thing was, you know, it was very, you know, there were a tough time in Germany.
Correct.
And that's why she got out, and, you know, it was during the First World War and such. So, you know, so when she cooked, it was always pile it on, you know. And it was like, whoa, you know. So I got used to eating these humongous plates, you know. And she would always, oh, have some more, you know. And which I guess a lot of people did at that time, you know. But it had its effects after a while, you know. So,
but mentally too, right? Because you got so used to it.
Sure.
Not just, you know, physically or, you know, blood work wise, but mentally we're used to bigger portions. And I think also another reason we have to remember why we have to eat less than our great-great-grandmother or grandfather did, not just because of the processed foods and all the extra salt, sugar and salt, but we don't move as much, right?
No.
We can eat more if we move more. You know, I have a coworker who says, hey, I'll be honest, I go to the gym just so I can eat more, just so I don't have to worry so much about my little snack. I like to go work out so that I'm a little more free with my eating habits.
Yeah, but I try to go to the gym three times a week.
Good.
But it's because of anything. I'm getting older.
Uh-huh.
I would like to keep in shape, or somewhat shape, you know, at least keep my muscles going. My wife, she walks. We live in the country, so when she walks, it's a 2.5 mile walk around a block, you know. Whereas I can't take it because I have my knees replaced, so up and down hills doesn't do it for me. If it's going to be walk, it's got to be level.
Right.
So I go to the gym, you know, and it's worth it to me.
Right,
you know?
And the temperature is controlled in there, right?
Right.
The gym actually has, you know, the weather is perfect always in there.
Right,
so.
And, you know, trainer told me what to do and how to do it and stuff, and so I don't have to, you know, apply things to my knees because they're replaceable, but you know, they were replaced, and so we don't want to do that, but you know, and it works out fine for me.
Right.
I ride the bike and all that jazz. So,
good.
You know.
Good.
But you know, I understand the importance of having a month set aside.
Mm-hmm.
What do they try to teach during this month about nutrition?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
So I think it's a lot of schools, a lot of industries like hospitals and colleges, they just try to put out the posters. They try to put out commercials. They try to give out free little samples of things just to make people stop for a minute and you know, realize, oh, let's think about, just like I should think about why smoking's not good for me, you know, let's think why is eating healthy? Why should I go and grab that apple instead of the bag of chips for 99 cents? You know,
well, you can take both of them.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Only kidding.
Right. But believe it or not, during this month, it's nothing earth shattering. It's nothing like brand new science and crazy diets. It's just about balance, healthy eating, getting all your food groups that great-great-grandma was eating, and getting that good balance of the right portions. Whole foods, almost every year, you know, you'll see emphasis on still getting back to whole foods, and I like to call it one ingredient foods. If it has one ingredient, it's okay, right? Think about it. Like an apple is an apple. Rice is rice, even though you got to eat a little less of the rice. Potato is potato. But anything that has a couple of ingredients all mixed together, mm-hmm. is probably processed. Beef is beef.
Yeah, right.
But when you eat like sausage, I don't know, maybe there's 10 ingredients in there.
Could be, yeah. Not a big fan of sausage anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
Meatballs, that's different.
But, okay.
You know.
And meatballs could almost, homemade, could
right.
almost
homemade,
be one or
that's
two
what my wife does.
Right?
You know.
Like just beef and maybe a little bit of herbs and spices. But, you know, in those boxes that they sell.
No, my wife makes her own.
Right, good. But, she's taking care of you.
Yeah, she's trying. You know. But, you know, in our lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
Not so much mine because I'm retired, but
okay.
I've got to tell you, I work harder now than when I worked.
Yeah.
When I worked, I was a boss. I had all these people under me, and you do that, and you do that. You know.
Yeah.
Now there's nobody. I look at my wife, and she laughs.
Right. You know? So you're working harder now.
Yeah. I work harder now than when I worked, you know. But with the lifestyle that we have now,
mm-hmm.
You know, some people are putting 12-hour days in and
mm-hmm.
traveling 2 hours, you know,
yeah.
back and forth to work an hour and so on and so forth. It's pretty easy to put the good stuff on a back burner.
Yeah.
And, you know, go with the junk food.
Right.
How do you have some tips to help them?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's a constant question I get from a lot of my clients, no matter what disease state, right? How do I do this? But also still go to work 24 hours a day practically. So it is trying to sit down for a minute and think of what it is in my day that could maybe adjust a little bit. You know, if I read the paper for 30 minutes, could I read it for 20 and then 10 minutes I could prepare a meal, you know? Or if I do something at work where I could cut some little time, on the weekends, can I find some time to prepare ahead of time, right? That's an important one. Maybe on Sundays, could I wake up and from 10 to 12, just make a couple of like crock pot foods, you know, and then keep them for the week, right? So, because a lot of people, when they come home from work or they're done with their kids for the whole day, and then now they have to cook dinner for everybody, they're exhausted. And that's why we tend to quickly go to fast food or restaurants. But if there was a meal in a huge Tupperware bin in the fridge, you know, we could just reheat it. That's healthier and also still quick. But
right.
You do have to find time somewhere, maybe on the weekend or, you know, trying to say a little bit less Facebook time or some computer, less computer time. That's a big one in today's world.
Right, right. Okay.
Or at work, saying to your boss, hey, let's be fair, my health is important, and you pay me for 8 hours, but I work 12, so we got to talk here, and I need some help so I can make it home and take care of myself.
I
see that a lot at my office, where people are really tied down by their jobs. Their jobs are slowly killing them. They don't realize it, right, you know, but because it is what it is, but, you know, it's hard.
Well, in my case, I had four kids.
Yeah.
Mortgage. car payment,
yeah,
insurance, real estate taxes.
Right.
Best job I could get was in Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, travel.
Two exits past Kennedy Airport, and I lived in Hunterdon County, mm-hmm. you know, and drove every day out and every day back, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was 2.5 hours. Good right. day was a little over 2 hours.
Right.
Bad day was three.
Yeah.
And that's just one way, you know.
Horrible. So on days like that, right, you got to bring them all, like, you know, just quickly go on the weekend to a store and buy, you know, healthy bars, fresh fruit, nuts, you know, bring stuff with you so you can eat it in the car.
Right.
Nuts and fruits and granola bars that are good, healthier, just so that we don't stop at
McDonald's
or we don't stop at Dunkin' Donuts. There's options out there.
And you find that a lot of it is habit?
Some of it's habit, yeah. If I've been doing it for a couple of years and now it's been 5 years, 10 years, yeah, people don't even realize that, you know, it's something that I've been doing so long and maybe I should change.
I know when I quit smoking, right now it's been 28 years, but I quit smoking.
Yeah,
but I quit smoking. And right after I quit, I would be driving and I'd get to a certain point.
Oh.
And I'd reach in my pocket.
Yes.
And I'd go, oh, yeah, I'm not smoking anymore.
Right.
So I'd grab a pretzel, you know,
yes.
or something.
Like a certain building reminded you.
Right.
Or some sort of
sign.
Or I'd
always light up past a certain
exactly.
spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and now I would be digging for it, you know, and
yeah.
it wasn't there. And I'd have to, oh, well, yeah, I'm not smoking anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, not you personally, but a person could apply that same way if that bag of chips isn't on the car seat. Like, let's say, I know a lot of people who eat in their car as they're driving home or when they're rushing around. If that bag of chips isn't there anymore, so you didn't buy it, you didn't put it there, you're not grabbing for it the next time you're just a little hungry, you know?
Right.
Put that piece of fruit or nothing at all, right? Sometimes we can wait till the meal is going to be served instead of snacking and grazing.
Yeah, and that'd be some of the options for, you know, if you're in a rush.
Right.
You know, to
absolutely.
Do the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah. And then, you know, it is, you know, okay to, if it really in a pinch, stop at a fast food place or one of those drive-thrus that's healthier. But look for the right choices, right? Say, okay, well, I can get a grilled chicken sandwich instead of a fried chicken sandwich. Or if I know there's a couple of healthier Mexican, like, you know, restaurants where you can make your own burrito, but you can make it a healthy one with chicken and veggies and salsa instead of a beef and cheese burrito.
You can always get grilled... chicken salad, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, order a salad somewhere, right?
Right?
It's still, and then people say, but it's so expensive to eat healthy. Not if you're making it at home. I've done the math.
Right.
I've actually, on PowerPoint, when I've done presentations, showed them that a Twix candy bar and an apple, you know, it's almost like your perception of what you're willing to spend money on. So a person will is supposed, you know, an apple maybe cost 50 cents and a Twix is 99 cents, but because you wanted that Twix so bad, you're willing to spend the 99 cents.
Sure. Yeah.
I've done it myself.
Right. But, you know, we all do it, I think. And
yeah.
I think, you know, once in a while, it's not bad.
No.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have to treat yourself a little bit, I think,
right.
you know.
Right. And you know what's hard, though? Your definite, like a personal definition of what once in a while is, right?
Absolutely.
So I think it would also depend on what it is. If it's, you know, chocolates and stuff like that, maybe once a week. If it's like a coffee with sugar, okay, maybe once a day if the rest of the day is really healthy, you know? And if it's going out to eat, some people go out to eat every day.
Mm.
That's fine. Maybe that's your normal routine, but make healthy choices. You know, it can't be hamburgers and french fries 7 days a week. It
right.
can't be fried shrimp. I love fried shrimp.
I'd
love
to
make it.
Yeah.
I'd love to have it 7 days a week. But, you know, play on words, it's a heart attack waiting to happen if you're going to eat fried food every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll splurge on Saturday and get the fried shrimp. But if I'm dining out every day, I'll get grilled chicken one day, salad another day.
Right.
Anything that's grilled and broiled and without that extra buttery sauce.
Yeah.
Getting you hungry, right? Getting you hungry.
I have to stop in a diner on the way home.
Diners aren't so bad. They actually have a lot of healthier choices.
Yeah actually, they do, really. You know, if you want to make them, you know.
Yes, if you want to make them, exactly.
But again, they have all the other choices there too, which
needs versus wants, Larry. Yeah. Needs versus wants.
You can look at the burgers and fries, you know.
Yes. No, but if you just had a burger and fries 2 days ago, it's telling yourself.
It's telling yourself it's been 2 days since you had it.
Oh, my God.
Well, what can I say? Now, you had said in the beginning that all sorts of people come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People who have, heart trouble. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I would assume that everybody would be treated, I don't want to say treated different. That's a poor choice of words.
Counseled
differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to treat, counsel a heart patient with somebody that has
gastrointestinal
overweight or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. And even if you're heart patients and there's five of you coming in today, we'll still counsel you differently. We'll really
try
to vary it out.
Because it could be on age and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Circumstances, severity of the heart.
Circumstances is probably the best word to put there.
Yeah.
Are you a working dad in where was it, Bronx?
Yeah. No. Jamaica, yeah. Queens.
Jamaica, oh geez. Or are you a dad who stays at home with the kids, and you both have heart trouble? Well, there's going to be different guidelines and different, not guidelines, but counseling for you depending on your circumstances.
Right.
And how bad was your heart disease too? If you're, if you just had the most massive heart attack, we're going to be really serious.
Well, yeah, think.
Yeah.
But it's, if someone comes, why would someone say, how do I word this? If someone is overweight,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
they're going to try 85,000 different weight loss things.
Right.
84,999 of them aren't going to work. What do they do when they, you're more basically like a last choice?
Well, for some, we're a first choice. For others, we're a choice in the middle. And for, and for the last 30%, we could be like that final, more medical choice. Let me now go here. The hard part is, that we have heard of 5,000 different diets, right? Or 8,999.
Right.
And we try to make everyone realize there's no right or wrong, that like your doctor had finally got it across to you, just eat less, just eat smaller portions. There's no special diet that works for everybody. And some, if you've tried low carb and it worked, let's maybe, try it again, but ask ourselves, why didn't it last? Was it maybe I was too extreme? That's what we find with a lot of these diets that they use out there. We don't even like to use that word. But these plans that are out there, they're extremes. And we try to, find what's right for you and say, you still can have some of this and that. Just let's learn the right portions, for you. And also get you to move more.
Well, I think we were talking earlier, that's tough in a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
People don't move. They sit, and mm-hmm. that's what they do. Either mm-hmm. they're glued to their computer screen or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And they sit all the time,
mm-hmm. And then they're bored or stressed, so then they eat more than they're even supposed to, right?
Right.
It is. There's a lot of negative things always hitting us and triggering us.
Right.
And that's why no one says it's easy. It's an ongoing battle. It's a mental, thing for most of us that we have to work with.
And if someone, any one of a client, regardless of what they may have,
mm-hmm.
What medical condition they may
right.
have, and you tailor the script to mm-hmm. their individual case, what is the normal process of time that goes by? Is it 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah. So.
Do they come back every week or twice a week or?
It varies. We would love for people to come back more often, but because insurances they vary too. Some insurances say unlimited, so we say yes. The client and I are all excited because they could come back every 2 to 4 weeks. They could come back every month, whatever they feel is correct, or what they feel will work for them. Because that insurance company said unlimited. Other insurances only give you two for the month, year. you know. So then that really stinks, right? Because you only got this right. one visit, and then a second one maybe 2 months, 3 months down the road. We do try to work with emails and phone calls a lot. You know, we do still try to give them the resources to find information,
okay.
you know, outside. You know, use the information we gave them and use it outside, the websites and apps. But unfortunately, sometimes it's run by what your insurance will cover. If you want to come and pay out of pocket, that's an option. You can definitely pay out of pocket. But just like all other medical things, it's not free.
Right.
But usually we will meet somebody. We'll ask them to write things down, like keep a food record or a food log. And then we'll go through that and say, okay, this is where you're doing great. And this is where you can make some changes. And not everything needs to change. Like your example of coffee with sugar might not be your biggest issue. Because let's pretend you were eating a pound of pasta every night, I'd first be focusing on changing that.
Right.
Not
right.
the little teaspoon of sugar in your
right,
coffee.
Right.
So
right.
It's very, very individualized.
When you're saying insurance, you take like Medicare and...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we take almost anything the hospital accepts, we accept. And Medicare has really good coverage for diabetes. They just... Medicare themselves doesn't cover anything else but diabetes and kidney disease. So other insurances cover... you know, like all those mm-hmm. private ones like Aetna and Cigna right. and stuff, they cover a lot of other stuff. Medicare is a little bit, when it comes to nutrition, just nutrition,
right.
for your other, you know, going to see their doctor,
oh, yeah,
Medicare
right,
is great,
right.
but a little bit too limited, in our opinion, for nutrition.
What about a pre-diabetic? Would that come under Medicare?
Oh, then we offer pre-diabetes classes, and those are really inexpensive. It's still a little bit out of pocket, but it's, I want to say it's less than $100 for this 2-hour long class. Yeah, for Medicare pre-diabetes, we'd meet your needs. We always say, hey, call us. Somehow we'll figure out, you know, mm-hmm. what to do or how to get you in.
Well, I could never figure out why the hospital always considered me diabetic
mm-hmm.
when doctor never
so-and-so.
Did.
Yeah,
and
right.
I never took my, you know, blood sugar or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah.
But yet, when I was in the hospital, both times, I was in Maryland and up here,
mm-hmm.
they both did, you know.
So it might depend on what your results were at that time, you know.
I just was curious because when I went in...
Years ago, before prediabetes was actually a diagnosis, like now it's a code, right? Years ago, that was what doctors would say. You're a diabetic. You're either a diabetic or not. You know, there's no
in between.
But now they said no, there is, and we need to be fair and give people the warning sign that even though you're not diabetic, we need to give you a warning that you're getting close to being that. So you need to make some changes, or you're nowhere near it because your A1C is like 4.9, and then that's beautiful, you know, and there's no concern. But anything in the sixes,
yeah,
you know, they
yeah.
would warn you. And every doctor is different. You know how we have different types of teachers and lawyers and, you know,
right.
nutritionists. Different doctors have their own standards and things that, you know, they go by too. So
sure. Well, that's understandable, though.
Yeah. So.
You mentioned before, and I'm not sure if I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that you recommend meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider meal prep? What is that in layman's terms?
It's planning ahead, even if it's just for today, like, you know, or tomorrow, right? Like tonight before you go to bed, think, where am I going to be? What am I going to do? You know, can I bring some things along so if I don't get my lunch, I can have a sandwich that's right here in the car with me, you know, or bring a granola bar and a banana or something, right? Or I'm going to be home all day. Good. Well, let me take something out of the freezer, right? And make sure, because if I get home at 7 at night, and it's frozen, I'm not going to make it. But if I defrost it, you know, then maybe I'm ahead of the game a little.
Or if you made it on Sunday, you could have it
yes,
on Monday.
Yeah, that, yeah, we talked about that, yeah, a little
yeah.
bit. And that's the best, is when you've made a bunch of, you know, frozen meals for yourself. Almost like, you know, how there's all those healthy choice
right,
type of,
right.
you can make your own. Just make a rotisserie chicken and put it into 3 different containers, make some broccoli and other veggies, put it in different containers, and make a bunch of noodles. And now you've made your own little frozen meals.
Right.
Yeah, so prepping just means, you know, planning ahead and whatever works for you. Either it can be quick meals or snack meals. you know, or even, you know, getting some sort of, nowadays a lot of people like shakes, you know, and just having a few of those in the fridge so that you could grab and go if you needed. The right kind, of course.
Right.
Not the ones that are like fruit smoothies with 5,000 grams of sugar in them.
No.
But
yeah. pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to eat out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what should we look for on the restaurant menus?
Okay. So first thing is, financially and health-wise, you can skip the appetizers unless you're out, you know, for a special anniversary or your boss is paying, you know, which hopefully is only once a year or something. Skip the appetizers, skip the desserts, right? That's rule number one. Just, you know, save some money. And then go for...
You mean I can't have the calamari?
On your birthday, yes, you can. Yes, you can on your birthday. And then have a cheesecake on your wife's birthday.
Yeah.
But and then so get a main meal, and get a meal that you would, if you're eating healthy at home, get a meal that would represent the same thing you would eat at home. You know, like a chicken or whatever, a protein, a vegetable, and a starch. Not something, you know, that's a big casserole, lasagna, extra cheesy, extra sauce type of
well, dish. The good ones.
Right, the ones we crave. And Larry, if it is only once a month that you go out, okay, no problem. Go get the good one. But if you're like half of America that's going out 5 times a week,
no.
Or maybe even 3 times is a lot, nutrition-wise, the calorie-wise, right, times a week is a lot, then we've got to make some better choices because that adds up. By the end of the week, extra calories have gone in and, you know, extra belly fat is starting to grow.
Well, if you did go out like 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
We don't, but if you did,
right.
Couldn't one time you just get soup and a salad?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Soups and salads are great choices.
And that would be like, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, that's a whole meal. Some people just get that as their little appetizer and then still get more after that.
Right.
But it's sufficient enough to be a meal. I would just be careful with what kind of soup and what kind of salad. So, for example, a Caesar salad with a lot of sauce on it, like a wet Caesar salad. Very large, right? Because of the dressing, could actually be more fat than a piece of steak.
So couldn't you have them put the dressing on the side?
Yes, yeah. So you'd want to put it on the side or, no, you know, just say light on the dressing. Dressing on the side is the best choice, absolutely.
Yeah, I always have them put it on the side because sometimes
absolutely.
I don't like them when they pour it all on. So
way too much.
Yeah, or I don't like the dressing that comes with it.
Oh,
so,
and then it ruined it, right?
Right.
Dressing on the side. Even like the sour cream on the side if you're getting something, or cheese on the side. A lot of things on the side are awesome. And then with soups, definitely getting all broth-based. You know, anything that's chicken broth, beef broth, vegetable broth base. Cream soups, again, you know, could be triple the fats,
right.
Triple the calories. So there's even sandwich places locally. I'm not going to mention any names.
No.
That if you looked it up on Google, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of calories that we would never. One of my favorite sandwich places serves, in my opinion, the best tomato soup. But once I looked up how much sugar and calories, I don't have it as often anymore. You know, it's the knowledge that makes us, you know, make changes. So.
You practice what you preach, I assume.
Most of the time. Definitely.
All right, you're
time.
Honest. You're honest.
Absolutely. And ask any of my brothers and sisters when we all get together for parties and stuff. No way am I eating healthy because, you know.
But that's an occasion that's not every week.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it may be twice a year or something, you know, so
that's what we do.
That's understandable.
And even the things that I do enjoy, like even if I have a lot of fun foods, it's smaller portions probably. That's a difference. It's just,
you know, it's ironic because we have 4 kids. My daughter loves meat but can't eat it.
Aw.
Because it makes her sick.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much a vegetarian.
Okay.
My daughter-in-law has so many medical problems, it's unbelievable. Everything's
got
to be gluten-free, and this she can't have, and that she can't have.
Right.
And if she has turkey, she can't have the stuffing in the turkey, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. And it's like when my wife is trying to cook these things,
mm-hmm.
I just tell her, have them bring their own.
A lot
you know what we eat.
Right.
cook what we want and have, you know, Sherry, our daughter, and Rebecca, our daughter-in-law, bring their own.
Right.
She's got my son, her husband, he's eating the way she eats now. So, all right, bring your own stuff, you know.
A lot of times that's what we do. When people say, what am I going to do when I, you know, I've changed my eating habits. Maybe, you know, it's because I want to avoid salt or I want to avoid sugar or gluten, right? We always say, well, if you're not sure what's going to be at the party, bring something that you know is safe for you.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I try to convince my wife to do that, you know, and she's coming around, you know. Like we celebrate my birthday, my oldest son's birthday, my daughter's birthday, which is in like 3.5 weeks of each other. So rather than have three different ones, we have one, you know. And so I says to her, you know, I says, most of the kids, except for the my daughter and, well, even her granddaughter, my granddaughter, her daughter is vegan. So, you know, it's like, I says, just have them bring their own. They can bring their own salad, you know, or whatever. And I says, well, we can have pizza.
The salad is actually something that would be an easy thing for your wife to make and everybody could have. But maybe like some sort of...
But it'd have to have certain things, couldn't have certain things in it, otherwise my daughter-in-law couldn't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
so...
It does...
You know, so they brought their own thing, you know.
Okay.
Hey, you know. And my granddaughter, she'll eat the salad and, you know, stuff like that and stuff. So,
It's the allergies and the ones where your digestive system doesn't work well due to certain intolerance. That's the hardest one, right? Because that, you know, with blood sugars, you know, if you just have a little bit here and there, you're still not really getting into a lot of trouble with like, you know, gluten-free. Sometimes that can really set you off.
Yeah,
right?
And she has to have it, you know.
That's serious.
Right, she has to have it, and, you know, it's like, so it's just, it put so much pressure on my wife, and I kept telling her, you know, it's family, first of all.
Yeah.
They don't like it, they can stay home. I mean, you know, so have them bring their own. It's no problem, so, you know.
But
they
your
do.
Wife's trying to be the happy homemaker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know. And I says, you know, so she's coming around. She's letting them, you know.
Okay.
I mean, my daughter and my granddaughter, they bring their own. My daughter-in-law brings her own.
Yeah. And then everybody's happy. And everybody's, you know.
And the rest of us eat.
And you can try what they bring. Why don't you do that? Do you ever
do that? I have tried
it. Good. Yeah. You're just not used to it yet. No. Keep trying it. Maybe you'll like it.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to it. You know, but, I like salads and stuff. I have salads all the time, you know. But it's just, like, I like broccoli and I like, you know, carrots and stuff like that sliced up in it, you know. But some of the things that my daughter-in-law puts in it, I go, kale and, you know, that sort of thing. I can't handle that. In the last few minutes, if someone wanted to make an appointment, is there a phone number or a website or how would they go about it?
Yeah. So my favorite is giving out the phone number first, right? Because then when you call us, the front desk can give you all the information, you know, of what websites to go to.
Right.
So the phone number is 908-237-6920. So that's the phone number for the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes. You can also very quickly just go to 100andhealthcare.org. That's like our big website for the hospital. And you press services. They've updated the website amazingly. So you press services and all these, you know, you can go to wellness, you'll find us, you'll go to obesity, I know, it says weight services, you'll find us, you'll diabetes services, you'll find, there's a lot of links. So 100andhealthcare.org, and even if you just Google, I tried it this morning, if you Google HMC Nutrition New Jersey, then
It'll come up.
Cool,
yeah. And what's the phone number again?
908-237-6920.
And where are you located at?
Right on the same little street as the hospital. On
Westcott Drive?
Westcott Drive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's the big hospital, then there's the orthopedic building, and then there's the same-day surgery, family, you know, there's family doctors in there, and we're in there in that.
In the orthopedic one?
No, the next
one. The next one, the third one down?
Yes, the third one down, or the first one in.
Or depending on which way you're coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the building we're in.
Yeah, if you're coming in off Sand Hill Road, it's the first one in on the right.
Yeah, Westcott Drive.
Okay.
We're right in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're available Monday through Friday, even sometimes on Saturdays. And weeknights, we are, you know, told that we have to work weeknights to accommodate our, you know, travelers.
Yeah, sometimes people work during the day and they can't make it, you know.
Sometimes we'll see people as late as 5, 6, 6:30, and even Saturdays once in a while. not every Saturday.
Now, you have classes too, don't you?
Yes. Yep, diabetes classes, healthy weight classes. We even have kids classes for children that are trying to learn how to eat healthy. That's coming up in April. So we have a lot of different programs.
You have weight loss classes too,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Weight loss classes for adults.
Right.
And then for the kids, it's healthy eating. And then we have diabetes classes, pre-diabetes classes. We do some presentations out in the community. So if you have like a you know, let's say you go to a church and you want to have a presentation or some sort mm-hmm. of healthy awareness, we can do presentations at your church or any other
right,
function.
Right.
So lots of different things.
That's awesome. Phone number one more time in the last
okay.
2 minute, minute and a half or so minute we
yes.
have left.
908-237-6920.
Okay. And Velta, did we cover everything you wanted to cover?
Absolutely.
We did.
I love being here. We cover everything and more.
And more.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Happy Nutrition Month, right?
Yeah,
National
it is.
Nutrition
That's
Month.
What it's all
Everyone
about.
Everyone until March 31st. Well, no, every day of the
it's
year.
Every day of the year.
National
I mean, it just happens
month.
That they use this month.
Yes,
but, you know,
become more aware.
If you're really good, you'd do it all year long.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And not just during the month.
Right.
You know,
right.
But it's... It's interesting because when I was in a hospital, they did give me information about the nutrition center. They came up and talked
oh,
to me, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you
yeah,
know.
Well, you can come by and say hi, even just as a friend. You don't have to make an appointment. You could just knock on the door and say hi.
Okay. I might do that. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. As long as I'm free.
Well, I wouldn't interrupt you with somebody,
yeah.
you know. But, no, and like you said, you go to...
100andhealthcare.org, and there you can find the doctors, you can find the behavior health, you can find, you know, therapies of many sorts, and Center for even if you just search in the little 100andhealthcare search bar, Center for Nutrition and Diabetes, it'll go to our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Or under services is another quick way to do it, too.
Right. Okay. So. That's awesome. I can't thank you enough. I think we've covered everything.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
And I'll be back. I know there's
oh,
a couple
I want
more
you to come back. You know,
this year that I'm on
you,
the list.
You can come back anytime. You know.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you.
It's Velta Sushi.
Sushi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And thank you so much. And I guess folks out there, we really should watch what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get a
Put
hold
your,
of Velta.
What did they say? Put your best
fork forward.
Yes.
There you go. And one step at a time.
Yes, one forkful at a time.
Yes. There you go. All right, folks. See you again next week. Same time. Stay healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.